I got myself in trouble a little bit because I was learning with a couple of unnamed base manager fellows sitting in the room. And I told them, yeah, Ralbag's, you can say shmuzim left and right. Just open up Ralbag, call us Rishon, shmuz, call us Sheni, shmuz, call us Shlishi, shmuz. You could, every Ralbag can say a shmuz on. But now that I'm saying the shmuz not Ralbag, so if everyone was mechavin to the shmuz, if you're mechavin to the shmuz and that's the shmuz, then maybe that's true, that'll take away. But it's a good, see, I question whether you're mechavin to the shmuz. It wasn't so easy when I was saying preparing shmuzim. It's not so easy to prepare even the Ralbag. But it could be you get the hang of it. Maybe it is pashut, but I don't think it was pashut. So we'll see. I take back what I said a little bit. Okay, so we'll see. Okay, I'd like to just do the reading first, make sure everyone read it the same way. Hatolas harishon hu b'midos. The first two alas is with midos. V'husharoi la'odam basoso po'al echad. It's roi for a person when he has to do something, an action. She'yasu ba'ofen yeyus el makavlam. You should do it in a pleasant way to those people who have to receive it. By the way, this shmuz, I'm speaking to myself. This is a great shmuz. If you ever have to be a boss, if you're ever going to be a boss, a parent, anything, if you do anything, you have to be in charge of something. There's such a great shmuz, and this is great shmuz for myself. So thank you for listening in. It's a great shmuz. If a person wants to take care of something, has to get something done, so he has to do it in a way that will be pleasant to the mekubalim, mekablim, the people who have to receive that. Vafapishu shalt bepoalahu, even though he's in control of that action, do it in a way that's pleasant to the mekablim. We'll get back to that line. I would have erased the underline, but in my Ralbag is already underlined. I don't know how to get rid of it. Ki bazei yispayis levavam, because this way their hearts will be appeased. They'll be more inclined to do your bidding. Hello, Tira. Bring your raya. Ki Yosef b'tzolos alesav kol abor shiuchol beretz Mitzrayim b'shnei hasova. When Yosef wanted to gather all of the wheat that was in Eretz Mitzrayim during the plentiful years, also zeh b'tachbulos. He did this in which ways? In the ways that were pleasant, that were appeasing to the hearts of the people. V'zeshu sum kol tuvo se'ir. There's one boy in my shir would get so angry at me with that word. Because, Rebbe, how are you supposed to know if it's shum, shame, sum? We get so angry, but you just have to figure out that it's sum. V'zeshu sum kol tuvo se'ir b'soch ir. That which he put all the wheat in the middle of the city, b'socha irahi, he put all the wheat in the middle of each city, ba'ofen shahayum mispaisim b'zeh ansha'ir, in a way that the people of the city, the citizens of that city, will be very appeased. L'chashva, I'm thinking, shesham, see, switches, shesham timtza lehem zos atfua, because over there, they could always find their wheat, b'es atzarach, if they ever need it. They won't die with the famine. We don't understand what a famine is, but they won't die. Im together, shehem hayu olvim yoser tuwa se'ir. In addition to the fact that they love the tuwa of that city, hahi, mituas irachesh, from the tuwa of a different city. So what did Yosef do? In short, to paraphrase, Yosef did it in a way that they like. First of all, he put the wheat of the storage of each of the extras to store was in each city. So that has two advantages to the people. They need their cooperation. First of all, if they haven't needed, they know it's right there. It's down the block, you know, Miami Gardens and 13th Avenue. If you ever need, you have food shelter right there. You have to go traveling to whatever, Hialeah, I don't know. And the second of all, you don't have to go get a shipment from Amazon. You know, you're getting your Publix, people are used to Publix brand soda. You don't have to get someone, Wolbaum's soda from New York or Key Food. You're used to your brand soda. That's what you're used to. Those two reasons. So a couple of points I want to make. First of all, everyone knows, you don't have to be an economist to know the laws of supply and demand. You know, the reason why there's no supplies right now, we tried to get paper goods for last night's Masiba. It took four trips to different stores to get enough paper goods just for last night. You can't get paper goods. So in reading up about it, the reason why there's a shortage, because something happened in China, I don't know exactly what, I'm not an economist. But once there's a shortage, then you could be sure there'd be nothing on the shelves. Because once people hear there's a shortage, everyone hoards, everyone buys extra. So mainly, now there's nothing on the shelves. It normally would be, you know, it's light. But once it's light, everything goes, because then people hear there's a shortage, and everyone takes. I used to hear from the, Moshe Shween was the director of Maganav. He was also, he used to run a Pesach hotel. So he told me the art, the trick in being, running a Pesach hotel. He said, it's such chachma. He says, the first 2 days, you have to overwhelm the crowd with food. Overwhelm them, because everyone comes and they think that they're gonna out-eat you. So everyone's taking like doubles and triples and quadruples when they come. They put five plates. Everyone wants to put five plates back to their table. Nobody eats half of it, but they don't want to be stuck coming back. There's nothing there. So he always knows the first, you know, couple of days, he cooks like four times the amount. Then people see when they come back at the meal, they feel pretty stupid. I brought all the stuff to my table and there's still so much there. So by the third day, they don't take anymore, but he already chopped. He also cooks much less. So supply and demand. So this is mamish. If Yosef's trying to do a job over here on creating a ration system, you can't do a ration system without the help of the people. How are you going to get them to stop hoarding all the food? How are you going to help them do that? How are you going to get them to cooperate and bring their tefuah to assist you? They're not going to do it. This is life and death. In 7 years, after the years of plenty, there's going to be nothing left. And Yosef was put in charge. If he fails, and that's his task. That's his job. He's the director of food. So how's he going to get everyone to cooperate? Well, if you come up with a plan that they like, and you put the food in their city, and the food that they like, then they'll cooperate, because they're going to be the recipients of their food. Well, what's the alternative? You're going to keep the food in Tallahassee? You keep the food in Albany, and when you need, we'll send a truck. We'll send a truck down as soon as you send in your request. We're going to send you a truck worth of food. The Chas de Lev is going to come with a truck coming from New York. Who'll break down? Who wants to do that? It make no sense. I mean, Yosef Kali can pull strings, but why would you do it that way? This makes much more sense. So my kasha on this, okay, if you have into this, you tell me later. My kasha on this Ralbag is, what do you need this Ralbag for? This is obvious. This is CEO 101. You want to get the job done. You tell the people to do it in a way that they're going to like. They're going to like it. What do you need? You know, the Ralbag, the tzidkus of Yosef. Oh, take you a toelis b'midos. Ah, b'midos. That was my kasha in this Ralbag. And when I add the kasha, when I saw these words, I underlined these words, I think that's the teretz. V'af al pi shu sholet b'po'al ahu. Even though he's in charge. You know how hard that is? Yosef probably sat down, as many CEOs sat down, they come up with a plan. A much better plan, a more efficient plan. And it's very possible Yosef had a more efficient plan. But it was his plan. And he was positive he could deliver. Now, you know how hard it is when you have a plan and you're in control and you're in charge. You are the Rosh Hashiva. And you know it's going to be much better this way. But none of the Talmidim are going to like it. Now try and say, okay, you know something? We're going to do it your way. Yeah, we're going to do it your way. That's already a whole different Messiah. Of course it makes sense. But yet to put in the human factor, The human factor is that you're in charge. Even though he was in charge, but Paul, he was in control of this. He could done any way he wanted. He was the final authority. But that's the Nisayon. I've said this over before. I went to my father, the Chronal Bracha, and said, "Dad, isn't it great? You're your own boss, his own business." He said, you're the boss. No one could fire you. Do anything you want." I was so excited for him. You know, he had a takeout food store in Borough Park. You know, caterer. He said, "You can do anything you want. Isn't it great to be your own boss?" He said, "Who said I'm my own boss?" I said, "Well, there's no one over you. You can't get fired." I said, "What do you mean I have no boss? I have thousands of bosses. Every one of my customers, every one of my employees, when they complain that they want to leave and my customers and go to a different store, they're my bosses. If they're not gonna be happy with me, then I can't keep my store open. So in effect, they're all my bosses." So if a person could view it that way, a person needs tremendous amount of anivus to be able to put aside the fact that he's so smart, and maybe it is a better idea, but it's not good enough, because it won't work. But it's very hard to do. And that's what Al-Bagh is saying. It's very difficult to do. You know, I speak to myself, this happens all the time. All the time. And it, you know, keeps on blindsiding people. That you're right, you're very smart, and you have more experience, and you know this way is better. But you can't do it without the people. And so at the end of the day, you have to do what they want. I remember once I was driving with the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, and he asked me, I was a secretary, I was just driving him, and he asked me, "Reb Mordechai, there's a whole machlokus amongst the Hanhola whether they should print the Rosh Hashiva's Pilpashirim, which eventually got printed in Berachas David. You know, what do you think? Do you think you should print them or not print them?" I started laughing. I said, "You know, Rebbe's asking me what I think. Like, who cares what I think?" He was asking my opinion on should they print the Rosh Hashiva's Pilpashirim. So I said, "What's the reason not to print it?" He says, "Well, some members on Hollis feel that if it once becomes printed, Rosh Hashiva was still saying his shirim. Once it gets printed, then no one will listen to this, no one comes to the shir anymore if it's in the sefer." So I said, "Hey, Rebbe, don't worry about that. The Rosh Hashiva's shirim are already written in Rabbi Wender's notebook, is right beneath on the shelf beneath the clock in the Beis Medrash, and nobody ever looks at it." So I said, "No one's going to look at it." I tell him, "No one's going to look at the sefer either, the Pilpa Shirma there." And the Rosh Hashiva left. He says, that's what I told them. But, you know, let's say he felt one way, but he wasn't going to do his way. If the Hanhala would have all voted that they shouldn't print it, he would not have printed it. He would not have printed it. So it takes tremendous amount of anivus. This is a very bechidish the Rabbag. Because what's the pshad? It's obvious. Okay, the next Rabbag. Tawelis Hashmini Hubamidus. This is a different shmuz, not like connected. So it's a different plane. Vusha'ein roi la'odam shiyashtadel levatel mashin nigzer. It's not appropriate for a person to put in efforts to nullify mashin nigzer me Hashem yisala. Don't try and undermine what Hashem's trying to do. B'kamoza ofen, similarly, asher yashtadel levat lo achi Yosef. The brothers of Yosef were trying to nullify what Hashem was gozer. Kiev chashu, because they thought, shurochok, it's very unlikely, she emosha aleim. No way Yosef is going to rule over us. Acher shechikuhu me'aleim. Now that we distanced him from us. V'me Yosef nimcha le'eved. Now that we sold him for a slave, no way he's going to rule over us. V'zeha yekli kel. And this was Gufa Hashem's tool. Shigia Yosef l'tachas ha'mashol ha'asherah. This was the way Yosef got to ruling over the brothers, by the fact that they sold him as a slave, and he ended up a slave, and he got out, and then they go there, then he became the... That's how it became. Through that act that they tried to nullify Yosef by pushed away, that's how he... So don't try and mess. Don't mess. Don't mess with Bona Shalom, because if you try and mess, you're just going to make it easier for the Bona Shalom. So don't mess. That's what they say. This happens all the time. This happens all the time. People trying to mevata what Hashem wants, and the opposite happens. He tells this amazing story. By the way, I looked it up, and it's a true story. I mean, not that he, Rabak says it, but it's not just fable. What's the story? Shecholam Aviyim, their father had a dream, Bilel Edasa, on the night they were born, Sheshnei Odim Yetzim Nechirav, two like pillars of smoke came out of from their nostrils, I don't know, Vesarfu Ir Mem Shalasa, and burned his city. The Kasher Hikitz, when he woke up, Hodiyu, they told him, Shefar Yolda Ishto Tumim, that his wife just gave birth to twins. He didn't know. Those days they didn't know, and in those days the husband wasn't there. So he woke up and he found out his wife Taka had twins. Uh-oh. V'shafat, he decided, Shem ha'odim asher cholam, these are the flames that I was dreaming about. Hashem Yirachem, they're going to destroy my city? No way, I'm not allowing that. V'tziva, he commanded, Lashlicha mayara, send them to the forest, lamisam sham, they'll die over there in the forest. When his Damlehem Shum, Dova, oh, there, here it's Shum. So we had a Shum and a Shame and a Shum, Dova. And then a bear came. Vinikosam, he nursed these two twins. The Kamosham of Medesh Tillim, as you see in Sefer Tillim. The Kasher Godlu, when these twins grew up, Hechrivu Ir Avihem Ubonrum, they destroyed their father's city, Taka. And they built the city of Rome. Behema Mishpachos Agdolos, Merome, Behema Doviim. And these were the famous big families from Rome, and the Dovium, I guess that was famous also, the bears. Okay, it's a very nice story, but my kasha on this Rabbag is, are we going to say that the Shiftei Kah were trying to mevatel the Gzera of Hashem, Yisparach? They're trying to mevatel the Gzeres Hashem? Wait, you say such a thing? Yeah. How can you say such a thing? Elamai, you have to say that on some darkest level, the Shiftei Kah thought that there was a trace of it. There was a trace of this dakis of we're going to distance Yosef from ruling over us. Even though we know, we've seen many chazal that there's Al Pi Hashem, all this was Al Pi Hashem, Rabbi Luban Shmuz, I remember, noted that, and it was Meis Hashem. But somehow, in some way, there was a trace of the Shiftei Kah were removing this from happening. They were undermining on a darkest level, maybe even not detectable to them, maybe. And they were going to spare themselves this tzara of Yosef ruling over them. And okay, this step, the chore, it seems, that if they would have been more in tune, it seems to me, if they would be more in tune, that there's no way you can be mevatel Exera ben Hashemayim, Efshir, they would not have sold Yosef as an Eved. This would have, this alone, now, I never saw a Tviyah, unless you want to see this Rabag, it was so undetectable that they couldn't find it, they couldn't trace it, but it was there. And if they could have been able to trace it, it could have prevented the Mechiras Yosef. These are also very powerful. Sometimes we think we're going to avoid what we think has to be. We have something that's coming down the track. We have to, we're not going to be able to avoid it. But the hair here is that it's possible, even the shiftei kah, it's possible that they could think that they could avoid the gzeirah min hashamayim. So again, so here we have one on ourselves, the first shmooz, that a person is capable, even though something smacks obvious, it's the only way to do it, but our own, what is it, our gaiva, our being in control, and our sense of wanting to do it right, it may be the best thing. If everybody would be on board, maybe that would be the best thing. But we have to be machnia, because being right isn't enough. It has to be also be able to work, and then sometimes it can't work. We have to seek counsel from the people that have to be makabel. And then on this, even these great people, they were capable of feeling and acting that in a way that could theoretically be undermined that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to implement.